Well, we'd better find Hardland sometime. But Carmen wouldn't just ship send us over to nowhere, nor would that Fate guy. Probably to help tidy clean up. That's what I'm always sent to places to do. It's normally clean sweeping floors and dusting of old pictures. Probably for the same reason as you, my ice friend. I like to go exploring the jungles of Ligoro, swinging across the trees, finding adventure wherever I leap go. I guess I just don't spend very much time with the other Matoran. So a couple of Sundays ago, the Karma spoke to me and left me with no thought choice. I just had to go. Well, I don't suppose you'd get anywhere speak-talking with them. All they do is swim all day, not a care in the world for a decent conversation. Oh yes, many count times. I've even tried tree speak, but that didn't work too well either. I think they laughed at me. You know, if I had known we'd be lay sitting here this long, I'd brought a game along. Of course I have. Who hasn't? Although it's a pretty odd thought name, if you ask me. I mean, aren't rocks and stones the same thing? I don't see why not, except I won't be able to hit the water with it anymore. You know, I just don't get how Gamatoran can stand all this. Well, it's all this blue, for one thing. I mean, the seawater's blue, the sky's blue, and then all the Matoran friends are blue. Well, of course not. There's bark brown too, you know. And the up sky isn't green either. At least green is a good colour. And like something odd, like, say, white. Why, it's a dark spot on the horizon. It's land. I don't suppose Vikama said anything about the land island floating up in the sky, did he? I suppose we'll just have to wait until we get there. We can't just run on water, you know.